Happy President's Day weekend. This is Monday, February 20th, and I have some major sinus issues going on, so that's why my voice sounds different today. Over the whole weekend, I have been fighting, like, clogged nose and stuffed up sinuses and just sounding awful, so that's why I sound like that today. You'll just have to live with it. I'm sure you will. So this was President's Day weekend, and most people got, I think everybody actually got today off, which was nice to have a three-day weekend. It also happened to be my anniversary weekend, or my anniversary with my partner. Today, actually, the date is today, February 20th. We have been together 7 years. So yay for us. And the weekend started off with a delicious lasagna dinner on Friday night that my partner made, and delicious chocolate cake, and we had some champagne and nice wine, and had a good time. And then on Saturday, we went to a wine showcase where we got to taste different Virginia wines and spent most of the day doing that. We met a friend of ours who also tasted some wines with us. He liked sweet wines, and we liked the dry wine, so he was our taster of all the sweet wines at each booth, so that was fun. And then Saturday night, we went to a really nice restaurant. I think it's called La Zinc, L-A, and then capital Z-I-N-C, La Zinc. And it was very good. Oh my gosh, it was so good. I had a roasted chicken with these delicious mashed potatoes, and we had a nice bottle of wine from Napa Valley. And it was really nice. We had a really nice evening. And came home and watched some TV, and then went to bed. Well, I did not actually sleep very much this weekend. My sinuses kept waking me up. I would get them clear, and then I would sleep for about 4 hours, and then my nose would be clogged, and I would snore and wake up, and just not good. So I did not get much sleep this weekend. And I'm really hoping that I sleep, excuse me, I hope I sleep much better tonight, because my sinuses are just a mess. Goodness. And then Sunday, what do we do on Sunday? Oh my gosh, what do we... Oh, Sunday we went to the National Portrait Gallery. We have been meaning to go to museums forever, and that's one thing we did 7 years ago. So we plan to go to the National Portrait Gallery, and I hadn't been there since they renovated and added like 500,000 square feet more. They did that a couple years ago, and I haven't been there since then. So we went, and we saw some really good exhibits. There was a there's one on the presidents, which was really cool, because they had, I don't know if they were the official portraits, but they had portraits of each president. Although I don't remember seeing Barack Obama. It ended with George W. Bush. They had a really cool 60s portrait by, I think it was by George O'Keefe, of Kennedy. At least I may be wrong on that about who the artist was, but it was definitely a different portrait than all the other portraits, which were very traditional, oil on canvas, you know, what you would see in the White House, I guess. But the one of Kennedy was like this really tall painting with these odd 60s colors with angled lines and stuff making up his face and body, and it was kind of cool, but I don't think I really cared for it. And then the Clinton one, the Bill Clinton one, was like this funky iconic looking I don't even know how to describe it. It was like these little pictures that made up his face, and the pictures were like little squares, little shapes, and I didn't really care for that one either. And then, of course, going back to George Bush, it was a very traditional portrait. Anyway, that was a cool way to celebrate President's Weekend as well as our anniversary weekend. Another exhibit there that I thought was really cool was this one called The Blacklist. And I don't know who the photographer was, but they were all these portraits of famous black people. And instead of putting... The purpose was that instead of the blacklist being a bad thing, he turned it into a blacklist being a good thing, and had portraits of all these famous black people, like hundreds of famous black people. So that was kind of cool to see too. And we spent probably like 3 hours in the gallery and still did not see everything. It's a gallery that you need to spend much more time in. We did check out the 150th, I don't want to say anniversary, but commemorating the Civil War. That was interesting to read all the different pictures and portraits and stuff. It was kind of cool. Anyway, the whole museum thing was, I really enjoyed it. Of course, my legs were dead tired. My back was hurting from walking for 3 hours. But I enjoyed it. It was worth it. That's something we always talk about doing in terms of our anniversary, but most years we don't do that. So maybe next year we'll get back into it and go to a different museum. I'm sure we will. And speaking of the presidents, I always like the history behind the presidency, not necessarily the politics, but the history. And on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, they were showing some history of the presidents who were not very well noted for anything other than their length of time in office. Like they had William Henry Harrison, who was the shortest, he wasn't the shortest president, but his time in the White House was the shortest. He was only there 31 days before he died because on his inauguration, he gave a 2-hour speech in the rain without a coat on and got sick and died 31 days later. So, there was a series on the History Channel years ago called The Presidents, and I bought the DVD set a couple years ago, and I every once in a while I pull it out and watch it, and it is interesting because they have little notes like that about the presidents. They completely stay away from the politics of the presidency and only do the history, which I find very interesting. And I was thinking I would, if I had time today, I was going to pull out that DVD set and watch some of them, but I just haven't had time. And I've got so much on my DVR. Oh my gosh, excuse me, that's so gross. So much on my DVR that I just didn't have time to watch today. And I'm not going to have time to watch tonight because I need to go to bed at a decent hour and try to get some sleep. But anyway, not to switch topics so quickly, but Saturday Night Live this weekend was pretty good. I forget, it was Maya Rudolph was the hostess this time. And they did on, well, Amy Poehler was a guest on Seth Meyers. Oh my God, my nose is so awful. Seth Meyers, the news part, what's that called? I don't know. But anyway, they were doing the segment that they call Really, Really, and Sad for Virginia, but Virginia was the butt of a joke on that show about the bill that requires women who want to get an abortion get an ultrasound first, and they made fun of that on which I'm glad they did because it just shows how backwards and ridiculous Virginia is. So yeah, I think I'm going to stop there because my nose is just sounding awful. I'm hoping tomorrow it sounds better. I don't know if I'll podcast tomorrow or not. I've got some work to do. But anyway, I hope you had a wonderful 3-day weekend and that you did something fun and that you weren't stuck in any kind of snow. All that snow you saw on the news for Virginia was much farther south than I am. We didn't see a single snowflake or a single raindrop. It got a little chilly, but that's about it. No rain, no snow. Anyway, hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you have a nice week starting tomorrow. And I'm sure at some point this week I will podcast again. So until next time, bye.